Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Here's Pastor Mark Pearl. Enjoy the message.
Tonight I want us to go to Hebrews chapter 11. I don't know if I have a very long message tonight, but anyway, I got a good word for you tonight that I think is going to help you. Hebrews chapter 11, and I just want to talk about faith as a seed and how faith is a seed that we plant. Amen. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Sounds like it's going to be a winner. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, you got it? All right. The Bible says, now it gives us the definition of faith. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. And I have in my Bible, faith is the seed. It's the seed. Now you think about it, you know, what's a watermelon seed? Well, it's the substance of something you're hoping for. You don't want to eat the seed. You want to eat what the seed's going to produce. So it's substance, and it's evidence of things you don't see yet. You know, you may see, how many like watermelon? How many like fried chicken? All right, you're all saved then. Hallelujah. But you may envision, that watermelon, but you don't see it. You don't have it yet. You don't see it yet. But that seed is evidence. You know, if you plant it, you're going to have something. Amen. And faith, and I just want to talk to you about this, about how faith is a seed that brings a harvest in our life. You can plant a whole garden. You know what I'm talking about. You may have, I don't plant gardens any longer, but when I was younger, before Phyllis and I were married, I planted gardens sometimes. And, I'd put stuff in there that other people like, but I didn't like everything I put in there, so I didn't want everything in there. But I like corn. I like corn on the cob. Good corn on the cob, man. I like that. I would plant other things because other people liked them. And so you could have as much stuff as you wanted to sow for, because that seed would produce. Amen. And so, faith the same way. You can have as much stuff as the Bible promises you if you plant the seed of faith for it, see? And so, I was just thinking, I've got the seed of faith planted in my life right now for five different things. And I'll talk about those, and maybe during the day I'll cross my mind and I'll make my confession. Thank God I have this, and thank God I have that. 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 And these are things that God promised, in His Word. We can't plant seed for things that He didn't promise, right? How many know faith comes by what? We're going to teach tonight. Is this all right? Amen. Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The Word of God.
So how could you get faith if you didn't have the Word on it? You couldn't. You may think it's faith, but it wouldn't be faith unless you have the Word on it, see? I know you understand that, but I'm still recovering from the early charismatic days. All right? I'm still recovering from our mess that we... people made with faith, thinking you could just believe for anything, and get in a mess, and when they were believing for things that God never said or never promised in His Word. Amen. Some of you are looking serious at me. But, when I say I'm still recovering, I still think about those days. And so I still straighten those days out, even though you weren't messed up that way. But my mind still think. How many are following me? I still think that way. I think I need to straighten that out because I had to straighten it out before. And it's like, no, you can't believe for that because the Bible didn't tell you that. I'm believing, for 10,000 oil wells in Saudi Arabia. Well, the Bible never promised you that. God promised to meet your needs. But you can't, He's got a multitude of ways. I'm going to borrow a word from Pastor Jerry. He's got a plethora of ways to do it. And so... you don't just tell him how to do it. You just let him do it, right? You remember what Paul said? Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So we plant, right? We plant the seed. You determine what you want based on the seed that's available. Right? You plant, you water, But increase is up to God. Increase isn't your department or my department. Our department's just planting water. You know what I'm saying? So when I plant the seed, when I start believing for things that God's promised me, my watering, you know, like watering would be like, you know, meditating on the scriptures that promise it to me, confessing it, you know what I'm saying? That would be watering that seed, putting water on it. I mean, you know, once you plant the seed, you got to water that. You got to water it, right? You got to put good stuff on it, right? Fertilize it and everything else, right? You know, one time I've told you a story. I planted a garden, and you know it was a ways from the house, and I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to water the plants when they were young. And this farmer had given us a bunch of, I don't know, maybe several of them, 5 gallon plastic Roundup containers that he'd used, you know, on his farm. You know, he gave them to us. Well, I didn't think anything about it. You know, I just poured water in, put water in it from the garden hose and carried them out to the garden and watered the plants. And about a day or so later, they started to die. And then it dawned on me, oh my gosh, the residue of that Roundup still in those containers and all that water did was mix up with it. And I rounded up my garden. I put the wrong stuff on it, see? See, a lot of times people put the wrong stuff on the seed. They may plant the seed, but then when they don't see something immediately, they start putting the wrong stuff on it. Instead of watering it, they put Roundup on it, and then they kill it, and then, you know, it's like, well, then God gets the blame. Or pastor gets the blame. Both of us are big enough to take it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying to you, you know, you got to, you know, God gives the increase. So don't be worried about or concerned about increase. Just do your part and trust God to do His part, which is the increase part. Amen? Because, you know, everything we have that's good, it come by faith. The Bible says, by grace are you saved through faith. So everything good, it came through faith. Glory to God. Amen. And, you know, faith is a strong force, guys. I'm telling you, man, when you have faith, just saying, and you got, you know, let me just say this to you. I may be going everywhere tonight, and I may not go long, but, you know, you're going to get something out of it. You know what? There's a huge difference between knowledge and acknowledge. I started to talk about this the other day and spent just a little bit of time on it. But, you know, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And all your, you know, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. You know, there's a huge difference between knowledge about something and acknowledging something. Now think about this. To knowledge of it doesn't mean you've acknowledged it. Acknowledged it means I have decided that this is the truth. This is it, man. Amen. You know, there's things that the world's trying to get us to acknowledge now in society. It's not truth. It's just not truth. You know, sometimes I get this. And this is no offense to this, but you know, you can think you're something in your head, and that's not what you are. You understand? See, I sometimes get what are you talking about? They'll say, are you a male, a female, or other? I said, well, you know, male, female, gorilla, what are you talking about? Other, there's, you know, listen, that's not even science, guys. There's something called chromosomes, X and Y. That's science. It's definitely not the truth of the word. In the beginning, God created a male and female, not male, female, and 29 other options to choose from. That's right? Right? That's not hate speech. That's just trying to help people that are confused in their minds, and that'll end up messing your life up. Don't you let the world tell you, well, it'll all be okay. No, it won't be okay. You're liable to get really depressed, oppressed, and everything else by not thinking right about things, see? And that's what the world doesn't tell you. A lot of people that get in those messes, they end up really depressed, suicidal, and everything else because, you know, it's just not the truth. It's not even science, let alone the truth. Anyway, to acknowledge something means that I've latched onto it and I've agreed this is the ultimate absolute truth. So you could know the truth of the word but not acknowledge it. You know, there was a guy, he was a, you know, you ever seen the high wire guys that walk, you know, there's this one guy that does it now. He's Walendez. He's one of the, I think I'm saying his name right, Walendez clan. His grandfather did it. His father did it. His grandfather died in Mexico, or I don't know if it was Mexico, but might have been Mexico City. I can't remember. But when he fell off the wire. But his grandson does it. He's the one that walked out across the Grand Canyon a few years ago. Did anybody see that? I mean, I figure if somebody's going to do it, I'm going to watch him do it. It freaked me out. I have to admit, my hands were sweating, you know. I mean, I'm not even doing this, but you know, he had Joel Osteen there praying. You know, you better pray. I've seen the guy do it. I've seen him get out of a building one time. He was in some city, and they had the wire stretched from one building to the other, and he climbs out the window. He's praying in the spirit. He's praying in tongues. I'm thinking it's probably a good time to pray in tongues. But anyway, you know, this is what the guy does for a living. I'm not judging him whether he's right or wrong. You know, that's what he does. That's what they've done. This is just who they are. You understand? That's just. Some people are mechanics, and this guy walks on wires, okay? So, but I remember watching him. They had the camera on him, a body cam that's pointed down, and he stepped out of the edge of the Grand Canyon. It's like, you know, 1,500 feet below. I mean, as soon as he did that, man, I went, whoa. You know, but there was another guy that did it years ago. His name was Charles Blondin. And he pushed a wheelbarrow across Niagara Falls. And he pushed this wheelbarrow. He did a lot of other things. I mean, he pushed a cook stove across on the high wire, stopped in the middle and fried an egg. And so this guy was good. And so he's pushing this wheelbarrow across Niagara Falls, and he gets to the other side. Everybody's, hey! You know, of course, none of them's going to try it, but, you know, hey! So he said this. He said, how many think I could push it back to the other side? Oh, yay! He said, how many think I could push it to the other side with somebody in the wheelbarrow? Oh, yay! He said, who'll get in? No! That's knowledge, but that's not acknowledge. See, you can have knowledge that something's Bible, something's good, something will bless your life, but you won't get in the wheelbarrow. If you really believed he was going to make it to the other side, you'd get in the wheelbarrow. But there's some doubt, right? And in this case, it might be all right. Because this is not a, you know, this is something that, yeah, who knows? But see, what did he prove? He proved that, you know, they didn't totally believe he could do it, or they'd have got in. Amen. Finally, some guy did. Finally, some guy said, I'll do it. But the rest of them, they wouldn't do it. And he got him across. Amen. Amen. But see, my point is true faith acknowledges. It doesn't just have knowledge of it. It acknowledges it. Hey, man. Come on. You know, yeah, I believe in seed time harvest. Yes, Pastor. Hallelujah. I've read Genesis 8:22. You know that seed time and harvest shall not pass away as long as the earth remains. And God says, give $10,000 to the building. Oh, get behind me, Satan. See. Better watch what you call Satan. It might be God. Yeah. Amen. Come on. So, you know, it's one thing to have knowledge of something. It's another thing to acknowledge it. See, faith acknowledges it. This is the way it is. Amen. Go to Mark chapter 4. Go there. Come on, you get something out of this now? Mark chapter 4. See your faith as a seed you're planting for a harvest. I'm planting this for a harvest. This is what I'm going to harvest in my life. I'm going to plant my seed of faith. Amen. Mark chapter 4. Go there. Hallelujah. Mark the 4th chapter. Look with me. Now, if you would, go to verse 26. This is Jesus talking here. Mark 4:26. He said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. So that tells us that, see, the kingdom of God works on the seed principle. See, that's what he said it's like. And should. Now, you know, let me know this is a truth. This is a parable. This is an allegory. See what I mean by that? Well, he's given us a natural picture to show us a spiritual thing. See, how can we get a picture of the kingdom of God? Jesus has given us how we get a picture of the kingdom of God. It's as if a man should cast seed into the ground. See, he later on says that. How do we get a picture of it? How do we compare it? Come on now, if you get this, this will really help you. He says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Well, how many know the seed would be the word, or it could be our faith, see? And the ground, of course, is our heart, right? Amen. So you could just write that in your Bible, scratch it on your phone. I don't know, whatever you're using. But, you know, the word or faith could be the seed, the ground's your heart. And he should sleep and rise night and day. The seed should spring and grow up. He knows not how. He doesn't know how it happens. He just knows that it works. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that, the full corn in the ear. So the harvest doesn't necessarily come just overnight, see. God can speed the harvest up, I know that, and I've seen instant harvest, and I think we're going to see more of that. But yeah, at the same time, we need to understand that there's a progression here. The King James says the blade, the ear, then the full corn in the ear. When the fruit is brought forth, immediately putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. So Jesus is saying this. He's saying faith, you know, the kingdom of God works on the seed time principle. You plant your faith and it starts working. You don't know how it's doing it. I don't know. You don't have to know. You just got to know it's a miracle. We still don't know how seeds really work, but they just do. Now, the reason why, that's right, there's a mystery to it. And the mystery is this: God put power, undefinable power by man in the seed. You understand what I mean by that? Man can't define it, but God put something in there. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. You know, how does life come into, you know, into a woman's womb, you know, with a little baby? Well, it's a God thing. God put it there. Amen. Yeah. Right? So God did that. It's undefinable by man, but it works. Even today, scientists don't understand really how this seed principle works. They just know it. They know it works. Well, see, as believers, we know how it works because we understand why it works. Let's just say that. We understand why it works. It works because in Genesis, God put seed in everything, and he said, be fruitful. So he spoke a blessing on it. So it works that way. So we don't know how, but we just know if we plant the seed, it's going to produce. One day, amen. Come on, how many ever planted a garden? You plant the garden and one day you see something sticking up. See, as much as Phyllis and I have moved, I have a lot of experience with putting in yards. I know how to do it. Why? I've done it several times. Pastor Chuck's done it. But what's so exciting and is this, when you get that seed in the ground and you water it, and then one day you start seeing some green out there. Woo, hallelujah. I mean, that's when, man, something's happened. You know, it's not a luscious lawn yet, but you know we've got the start of something here. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, now, see, when we moved where we're at now, the yard wasn't very good. You know, they'd just been put in, and you got to sow the seed at the right time. You know, you can't sow the seed in the summertime and expect to get a harvest on your grass. So you got to sow it. You need to sow it about September, you know, and all for it to really do well. And so they'd sown grass, but it didn't look very good, you know, and so went to work on it. And I remember, you know, seeing a little bit of green out there. But that's not harvest time yet. That just shows, man, the seed's working. Glory to God. Now, you come by my yard now, it's harvest time. People tell me, said, you got the thickest grass in the whole neighborhood. Well, that's harvest time. Yeah. But see, you had to plant it. You had to water it. You know what I'm saying? You got to take care of the seed. See, a lot of times people say, well, if I don't see an instant harvest, then they give up. See, no. Listen, I've prayed for people and they'd say, well, I'm a little better. Well, that's something to shout about. If you're a little better, that means we got a harvest on its way. See, I've had people say, well, you know, I'm a little bit better. You know, remember Jesus prayed for that one guy and he was blind, totally blind. And Jesus said, you see anything? He said, I see men as trees walking. Well, that's something to shout about. That's more than he was seeing before. But Jesus said, well, that's not quite harvest yet. Let me lay my hands on you again. And he laid his hands on him and he saw clearly, see? See, our lives are like that sometimes, you know. When we plant our seed of faith, things don't always just change instantly, but they're on their way if we planted it. What do? We just go about our daily lives, man. Sleep and rise night and day. The seed will spring up. He doesn't know how, but one day you're going to look out there and you're going to see, my goodness, there's some green out there. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so you just have to do that. Amen. And so Jesus said this in verse 30. Now look at this, because this is important too. He said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? How, with what comparison shall we compare it? Or he's saying, how can we get a picture of the kingdom? He said, it's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it's sown in the earth, it's less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But notice this, but when it's sown, it grows up. Everybody say it grows. And becomes greater than all the herbs, and shoots out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. What is Jesus saying to us here? He's saying, look, when you plant that seed of faith, maybe you got an issue in your life, and you find out what the Word says, and you plant that seed of faith, right at that point, that seed looks smaller than everything you got going on in your life. It does. It looks like, how can this be the answer? Now, I've seen this happen. As a minister, I've seen this happen because I know, you know, what the Bible says about certain things because I've studied the Bible for almost 40 years now. And so, you know, I know a little bit. Amen. Right? You know, like the Lord said, Brother Hagin one time, Brother Hagin, the Lord told Brother Hagin about a certain thing that was in the Bible, you know, about authority. And Brother Hagin told the Lord, he said, well, if that's in there, I've never seen it. And he said, I've read the Bible through the New Testament through 150 times and portions of it more. How many know you're talking to the Word when you're saying this? Jesus is the Word. He said, the Lord said back to him, he said, well, son, there's a lot in here you don't know. Well, that's true of all of us, right? But thank God for what we do know, right? And so I've seen people that, you know, maybe they're in the hospital and they have an issue, a physical issue. And I went to them and I've taken them the scripture, by his stripes you're healed. Now, you know, they've got all the bad doctor's reports. They got all the medicine they're taking and all of that that's going on, you know, in their life. And when you tell them that, that seed looks mighty small. It takes a spiritual person to take that, planted in their life, and what Jesus say, once it's planted, it grows up and it becomes greater than all the plants. See, right now there's plants of unbelief and doubt and, you know, all the things that's been sowed in their life, the plants of sickness and all and oppression, all those plants are in there. It doesn't look like that little seed is the answer. But Jesus said, if you plant it and it's kingdom seed, it'll grow up. And it'll be bigger than all the plants in the garden. Amen. You know, sometimes we have plants in our garden we don't want in our garden. Who sowed them? Jesus said, an enemy has sowed them. That's what Jesus said. The enemy came along and sowed that. And so there's things sowed in our life by the enemy. We don't want them in there, right? So, you know, amen. You know, there's things that, you know, like, you know, one of the keys to having a thick lawn without weeds in it. Well, one of the things to get keeping weeds out of your lawn is get your lawn thick and it chokes the weeds out. And so, you know, I'll see a weed, and if I see a weed in my lawn, you know what I do? I go straight to the garage and grab my Roundup Ortho or whatever I have, you know, the weed killer. I attack it, man. I attack it. Because an enemy hath sowed that. I didn't sow that. I don't sow that. Amen. So you understand, see, the life is like that. If you just plant the faith seed and you water it, it's working. It's working. What, now let's close out Let's go to Galatians chapter 6, because there's something we really need to know about this. If we see faith as a seed, which Jesus said to see it that way, he said, if you got a mountain, he said, verily I say unto you, whoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. What's that? That's a faith seed. We'll speak the seed of faith, right? It'll produce a harvest. He said he'll have whatever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you'll have them. Amen? So listen, you know, you're responsible for your garden, right? You know, you're responsible for what you sow in your garden. That's why I try to be watchful what I sow in my garden, because I'm going to have to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? I watch what I sow. I don't want to sow wrong seed in my garden. Amen. You know, that's why you got to, you know, I don't know about you. Maybe you're different than me. You know, everybody's geared differently. But I just can't ingest too much of the news any longer. And because why? It starts sowing wrong things in my garden. You know, the seeds of love, weeds start getting in my plant of love. Am I the only one like that? Maybe I'm the only one that needs help. I don't know. But if I read enough of that, next thing you know, I'm ready to fight. And that's not my nature. My nature, I'm pretty easy going. But what happens? Well, you start sowing the wrong stuff in there. And that doesn't mean you have to be ignorant of what's going on. But man, don't let that be your diet. Amen. Well, Pastor, how would I know if I'm partaking too much of something? Well, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth leaketh, doesn't it? So if you find yourself talking about something all the time, that's because it's in your heart in abundance, see? You need to change what's going in. And I don't, Phyllis could tell, she could tell, I was in a fighting spirit on me. Not to her. She's my lovely wife. But, you know, just... don't, you know, just let somebody, you know, let's don't go there, all right. But she could tell, you know, you're feeding too much on the news, you know. And so I just had to cut that back. I said, no, we can't do that because I don't like what I hear. And it's not that we don't need to be informed, but you just get too much of it. Guess what? You can't do anything about it but pray anyway.
Right.
You should be praying to start with.
That's right.
Oh, we got to know so we know how to pray. Well, you ought to know the world's messed up, and you ought to know how to pray about that without knowing all the details.
Amen. Come
on. You're like the guy that went to the X-rated movie so he knew how to preach again. Your brain's jelly, man. Come on, what's wrong with you? You know how to preach about that. What do you got to go into that? You think I'm making this up? This is a true story. Yeah, had to go watch it so he'd know how to preach against it and warn the young people in his church. What you did was you just submitted yourself to demons. You went to their altar. I mean, you think I'm making this up? I'm not. This is a true story. A pastor did that. You know, I don't know if he's still in the ministry. Probably not if you're that stupid. I doubt it. I mean, how about just preach the Bible? It says, keep your pants on unless you're married.
Yeah.
Is that a verse in the Bible? Yeah, 2 Hezekiah chapter 3, verse 14. All right. Maybe we should close, right? Galatians chapter 6. Are you there?
Yeah.
See, it's real important that we understand faith is a seed, but you know, you have to plant it. You have to water it, and it'll bring the harvest. But look at this in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. The Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Amen.
You know what one of the biggest words in the Bible is? If. If we faint not. Well, what if we faint? What does that mean? If we dig your seed up, our faith seed. What's going to happen? We're not going to reap, see? You know, Psalmist said this. I like this. This is Psalm 92, verse 13. He said that Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Everybody say planted. Now what happens to a plant if you just keep digging it up? You're going to hurt it, right? You're going to kill it. You have to be planted. See, and that's talking about being planted in the house of the Lord, of course. You know, and I've seen this just as a minister. If you get people that get planted in a local church, you know, and you know, you get people that just jump and jump and jump and jump. They're looking for the perfect church, you know. And everywhere they go, they're there, so they mess that up. Okay. How many of you know what I'm talking about? See, I'm looking for the perfect, you know, perfect pastor, you know, perfect church, you know. See, some people don't realize when you're looking for a church, you're supposed to pray, right? And you're not just supposed to base it on, well, man, they got a great light show, or this or that or anything, or they got a canoe ministry, and I love the canoe, you know. Some people do stuff like that. I've heard parents say, well, that's where the kids like to go to church. Well, who's the parent? Why don't you be a leader and grow up so your kids will have some sense when they grow up? All right. So is that straight enough? Amen. Or, you know, I mean, I've heard all kinds of things, you know. But here's the thing. A lot of times we do that with the faith seed. We plant it. We don't see anything coming up yet. And we give up, we dig it up. What do we dig it up with our words, with our actions, with our confession, you know, right? With our lack of joy. You know what I'm saying? See, the devil can read your face. How many know that? The devil can read you. He knows you. And he knows if he's getting to you, right? A guy told me this one time. I thought about it, and I thought, Christy, I thought, maybe he's got something here. He said, you know, when I fast, he said, I don't say anything about it. He said, because I'm mostly through the day before the devil finds out what I'm doing. I thought, maybe that does. You know, I thought it was humorous when he said it to me, Brother John, but I got to thinking about it, brother. I got to thinking about it. I got to think, well, maybe there is some sense in that, because, you know, if the devil finds out what you're doing, he'll pester you. Right? How many ever... You know, how many ever fasted? You don't have to raise your hand. I don't want anybody under any condemnation. Pastor Jerry said, yes, I'm going to fast tonight. I'm all the way to breakfast. I know you have. I'm teasing you. But how many know, you know, the devil can just bring all kinds of things by your mind. Can he? Right? You know, I've tried to just stop drinking coffee for a few days. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to not drink coffee for a few days. You would not believe how bad I want coffee. I mean, I think about coffee. I dream about coffee. I see a great big mug let down from heaven. I'm thinking, you know, the devil's he messing with me here. You know what I'm saying? Come on, are we being real? This is real, man. You know, and so, you know, you have to, and the devil can read. He can't, you know. We give him more information than he needs to have, right? And he can tell if those thoughts he's planted on you, if they're working or not. You know, by the way you're acting, so forth. Amen. He can, you know. He can. So you just got to don't ever let him think he's winning. Don't ever let him think he's winning. Amen. You ever seen a boxing match, you know, and the two guys are going at it, and one guy, he hits this guy with everything he's got, and the guy just doesn't even faze him? That's when your heart sinks, you know, I'm in trouble. Amen. I remember, I'll close with this. I remember, I'm old enough to remember, because I watched him, the Ollie Fraser fights, and then I watched the, I think it was called the Rumble in the Jungle, Ollie and George Foreman. Most of you don't know, most of you think all George Foreman is a guy who makes grills. He was a professional boxer in his time, a heavyweight champion of the world. And for a few years, nobody made it out of the second round with him. He knocked them out by the end of round two for quite some time. He had one of the hardest punches of anybody in the day. And so Ali, an older man, is taking him on for the heavyweight championship of the world. And that's where some of you boxing aficionados have heard of the rope-a-dope. That's where it came from. Ali just got up against the ropes, covered himself up, and let George Foreman just wail away. Foreman just kept going like this. Ali's up there. He'd let his hands down and go, huh. And then he'd cover back up, you know, and then he'd say stuff to him and cover back. He just kept it. All the time you hear Ali's famous trainer, Angelo Dundee, saying, Ali, get off the ropes, get off the ropes. But he wouldn't do it. He just stayed up there. And after a few rounds of that, George Foreman wore out. He got tired from throwing all those punches. Ali just turned on him and knocked him out. And Ali said this after the fight. They asked him, they said, why did you stay on the rope? He said, because, I won't say everything he said. He didn't cuss, but, you know, maybe not the choicest words in church. But he said, I just let him punch himself. He said, I knew, let this man punch himself out for a few rounds, and he's mine. You know how he talked. From the greatest city in all the world, Louisville, Kentucky. You know, and so while he was, I heard Foreman say this. I heard Foreman say this. He was talking about that fight himself. He said, while I was hitting Ali, he said, Ali was saying to me, you hit like a girl. You hit like a sissy. Is that all the power you got? Is that the best you could do? George Foreman said, I thought to myself, yep, that's the best I can do. I've given you everything. See, never let the devil know he's got you. Amen. Don't let him know, because if he finds out, he'll turn it up. Amen. You just keep praising the Lord. Hallelujah. You just keep singing the songs of Zion. You just come to the house of God. Lift your hands and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You just keep doing the things that victorious believers do, and you will be a victorious believer. You will come through it. Plant your faith seed. You'll come out on the other side.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.